I'm looking here on your website, and it looks like it's searchable by county. Any particular counties where that are of particular concern?
Well, I would encourage you to go through that yourself and look at it. I am in front of a computer. If you'll just give me a quarter second here, I will go to the website myself because I want to talk you through one aspect. There are two methods to search this. One, you can click on an individual county, and when you click on an individual county, it will pull up data for all of the departments within that county. If you'll click on, for example, Cole County, now you'll see the 10 different departments that exist within Cole County. Now click on, for example, just say, I don't know, Cole County Sheriff's Department. We'll start there. That first page that you can go to then provides you with the opening page is the disparity index for the Cole County Sheriff's Department across various races. And to make that simpler, go up to the top where the highlighted box says report selection. You see that?
Yes.
Okay, now go over to your right, and let's unclick Asian, unclick Native, unclick Other. That will make that graph a little bit more decipherable so you don't have, and then hit go. Make it a little bit more decipherable for you so you don't have six lines going. You only have three.
Okay.
Okay, so you've got the data for the Cole County Sheriff's Department, and then if you scroll down, there you have the statewide results. And that statewide line is what I was talking about at the beginning of our conversation, where in the year 2000, the red line, which represents, on this graph, African-American population, you see that in 2000, the disparity index was about 1.27. And then if you go forward, so in 2000, an African-American was about 30% more likely to be pulled over than a Caucasian driver. And then if you go out to 2009, that you see that disparity has grown to about a 70% greater likelihood. The way you arrive at 70% and not 62% in year 2009 is because 1.62 is the numerator and 0.95, which is the Caucasian disparity index, is the denominator. So that ratio is what gives you the 70% number. Now let's go back up to the top and click on the yellow highlighted portion of the state of Missouri for new search.
Okay.
Okay, now you can come back to advanced. Under the quick search box, click on advanced search.
All righty.
Okay, under the advanced search, we have broken the state into seven different regions. As you go over, you can drill down through five different sets of questions. The first is you select the reporting year, this is a searchable database all the way back to 2000 now.
Okay.
The second question, you can select either the statewide, doing a complete statewide search, or search any search the departments within the various regions.
Mm-hmm.
The next question is important, even though it doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal. It says total number of agency stops. This essentially gets at the size of the department. If you choose simply more than one stop,
mm-hmm.
then you are going to get every single department that has even done one traffic stop during the year. So you will be comparing a one-man department in northwest Missouri that may be part-time and just works during business hours.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be comparing that department to the St. Louis Police Department, and there's a lot of danger in comparing apples and oranges like that.
Sure.
So by going down, say, to 5,000 stops, separating out what are essentially the medium and large agencies across the state, it gets you to a point where you can begin to compare apples and apples.
Okay.
You go down to the next question. You can choose what race you want to look at or look across all races and then sort order the lowest to the highest disparity index or the highest to the lowest disparity index. And this database is really searchable from countless different directions. So to go at your question objectively, I would encourage you to go in and experiment in there.
Sure. So just if I picked lowest to highest, all races, it pulls up order, Greene County, Bolivar Police Department, Pine Lawn.
Let me go to where you are. You've got 2009 statewide.
Uh-huh.
More than 5,000?
Mm-hmm. All races, lowest to highest.
All right. So I'll catch up to you here. All right.
Okay. So is this essentially saying that that Greene County has the least amount of disparity?
Let's see. What this says, no, what this says is that Greene County, when you are looking at the race of other.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Has essentially recorded no stops where they recorded, you see, over.
Oh, okay. Okay. So let's, what
zero
if I just,
out of 7,000.
Okay. If I pick, I'm going to pick black. Let's just narrow it down to one.
Okay.
Race.
So I'll catch up with you.
Okay. So that puts us at the top of the list with Wentzville.
Okay, so, right. So as you go across, you see that you have Wentzville has a 0.68, so a disparity index of 0.68 for African Americans. Their total African American population is 1,164 African Americans of driving age,
mm-hmm.
out of 7,557.
Okay.
And they have made 798 stops out of 7,587 stops across that municipality. Now let's go down to the bottom. Okay, go down to the highest.
Okay, Ladue.
Okay, so there you see that they have disparity index of 17.11,
mm-hmm.
which would indicate that an African American is 1,700% more likely to be stopped driving through Ladue than a Caucasian individual would be.
Okay.
They have 63 African Americans who live in a community of 6,222 people, and that 1,100 of their 6,000 stops have been of African Americans.